Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Emma with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, plans to reopen Brisbane's free pill testing clinic have been delayed again after the Crucifulli government refused to allow it. The Loop Australia chief executive, Cameron Francis, who oversaw the checkpoint testing program, told the ABC that the government has forced their hand in delaying the opening. The former Labor government launched their trial of two fixed-site pill testing stations in 2024 as part of drug harm minimisation reforms, which the Crucifulli government revoked the $450,000 funding for. The reasoning for this was that the new government, quote, did not support the operations of illegal drug dealers or the taking of illicit substances. On Saturday, Deputy Premier Jared Bleagy said the government would, quote, take whatever action is necessary through regulation or legislation to ensure that there are no privately funded pill testing centres open in Queensland.
Single mothers and same-sex couples are seeking compensation through a class action of the Commonwealth Government for preventing them from accessing Medicare rebates for fertility treatments. Until earlier this year, socially infertile women were ineligible for Medicare rebates for their first two rounds of fertility treatments. Socially infertile is a term used to describe women who have not got a male partner to go through the IVF process with. It was only until two rounds of fertility treatment that these women were treated the same as heterosexual couples accessing the same treatments. This has costed women thousands of dollars out of pocket.
In national news, Victoria's new statewide amnesty on maquettes has brought up questions about what constitutes a machete and what defines a large or small knife. The amnesty kicked into effect on the first of this month and will run for 3 months until November 30 to allow people to surrender their machete without penalty. But it has knife owners confused on the legal statutes of their specific use knives. Being caught with a machete and not to surrender it will result in a $47,000 fine, but communities like hunters and fishers are concerned the definition of machete could unjustly affect them. With no clear definition of a machete beyond a large, broad knife, these communities do not want to be sledged with a fine.
And just a content warning for this next story contains themes of self-harm. Victims of the government botched robo-debt scheme have hailed the recent $475 million compensation settlement agreed to by the federal government. But for many victims, no amount of compensation can make up for the impact of the trauma and stress caused by the scheme, which used a faulty algorithm to incorrectly demand thousands to pay a debt that they did not actually owe. Robert Michael, the one victim of the scheme, mentioned the instant anxiety of being notified of a non-existent debt, which he believes led to two of his friends taking their lives. Sherry Burdett, whose son took her life, said that programs like Centrelink need to ensure people are treated with compassion. An algorithm can ruin lives, Ms. Burdett said. It needs to be recognized that these things that the government does can play a big part in people's mental health.
In international news, Italian fashion designer Giorgio Armani has died aged 91. Renowned as one of the most successful Italian-born designers, Armani's haute couture lines and red carpet designs are the centerpiece of the fashion industry. Born July 11, 1934, Armani got his start in the mid-60s designing menswear with Italian designer Nino Carruti, working as a widow dresser. Known as King Giorgio there in the industry, his designs took inspiration from traditional Italian suit designs, weaving in modern silhouettes. He was expected to attend the brand's 50th anniversary later this month. A private funeral is set to be held in Milan.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of some light showers today. It is currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, but it will warm up to an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your 8am news. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head over to the 4ZZZ website at 4ZZZ.org.au.